This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Random Order Podcast, episode 90, man. You know what time it is, man. It's your boy, Jermaine Richards, also known as Quentin Quarantino, man. We get into that another episode, man.
Yeah.
B-Baby Trey in the building.
The one and only, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
My man, Sheldon Sebastian. Yes, sir. You know what time it is. It's been a great episode. Covered many topics, such as having a pound of Mary J. in Vancouver, allegedly. Being locked up abroad, sleepovers, and your guest setup. Paintballing. We answer the question, are we above average people? And of course, we get up in the Discord and answer your voice notes. You know what time it is, man. Before we get into this episode, smash that damn like button, man. We ain't playing about that shit no more. Subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to the podcast. Hit that bell to keep up with everything we're doing. 4ye.ca, man. We got some heat. www.4ye.ca, man. Get over there, man. We got some fucking, you know what time it is, man. Enjoy the episode.
Oh, man. Oh, baby. The motherfucker, it's a gorgeous day.
Yeah.
Them eagles got the notification. They flying off their eagle houses straight into the eagles' feeding sanctuary.
Woo!
That's what I do, man.
I ain't know what it is, man. Yeah.
Ain't that street called Eagle Street?
I bet there is.
I think there is.
I bet there is.
The Grove Street and Eagle Street, man. Dang.
Yes, sir.
Listen, yeah, I forgot my mic clamp, so this is going to be me for the episode. I want to let everyone know that I packed the bag first, hours before coming to shoot, and I still forgot my little thing, so I just did going to be me the
and
whole time.
That's man. Why you should not prepare for anything until the last minute.
That's exactly where I was going with it. You know what I never got? Oh, wow, baby, it's back. Oh, man, rise and shine. You know what I never got? The same. It's kind of on the same topic or same wavelength as people saying, like, getting mad because you ain't listened to the album first. I never really understood why people, like, take it so personal when I'm like, oh, I'm about to go on vacation. Like, oh, my God, you haven't packed yet?
And you haven't packed? There's... Seven more days and you haven't packed.
God,
nigga, I stay with a 3 hour with a literally me. I say okay, I think I have everything, and I have 40 minutes to get to the airport.
Yeah,
and I'm still thinking about
is that
I should fucking throw in 3 more socks.
Yeah,
I stay with a last minute packing, and it always turns out.
It works out fine. It works out just fine. The thing is, I pack. The night of, because it's just like, okay, what am I going to do? Okay, I'm going to brush my teeth, pack all that. You know what I'm saying? Okay, what I'm going to wake up in the morning, all shorts. It's so easy to you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah, like, I don't pack until last minute because, nigga, I only have fucking like 4 shirts, so I need it.
That's also why. I'm going to need all of them.
I'm going to need all of them until
need
I got
all
go.
Of them, yeah. Yeah, that
y'all ever get them fucking drug-sniffing dogs?
I have
nothing. Nah. I'm fucking clean. I'm all good. But every time I see them, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. Especially when we're going on a cruise and niggas are sniffing all around my bag. And I was just like, hey, y'all boys.
Yeah, the Mexican or who was.
You had the dogs on you?
I had them dogs on me.
Yeah, they had them paws on.
Had them hounds on me.
The Mexican, the Mexican police, the dog was going crazy for this guy's bag for some reason. They're like, and then fucking had Trevon standing by the side. I'm like,
Is there something you're not telling me?
I was shook. I thought there was something I wasn't telling y'all niggas for real. Like, dad was starting to give me more of the look of like he's concerned for his son to like, who is my son? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, el fucking Chapo. Yes, sir. Tell them niggas the Colombian roots run deep in my family. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm going back to Canada. I'm trying to bring back a brick. Shawty said that he got a triple B scale.
I bet he do.
Them so pussy what? Ass dogs ain't find me, man. I went and bought a Rolls Royce.
The greatest to ever do it, man.
Yeah.
Fuck. I wonder what was causing him to go crazy like that.
Honestly, probably my boxers, man, because you know you don't be washing clothes on a fucking vacation. I was just after the pool. Gang, don't go stay.
I smell rotten drugs. Oh, never mind, asshole.
I think it's some serious crap. Oh, no, it's just a crack of an ass.
Fucking dank. Oh, fuck yeah.
What terrified me about that trip? We had made some friends on that exact cruise. I don't know if you remember, but them boys got it first. There are some brave people in this world, and I am not one of them.
I don't talk to those people.
I'm not that guy, right?
You're not that guy.
Exactly. So we found out that our friends brought marijuana back onto the boat. We stopped in some sort of island. They brought it back, but they doing the. You never know when the dog is going to be there, but they're always doing security checks. So when the dog was going crazy for my bag, I'm like, yo, what if these guys like put weed in my pocket or some shit where it's like maybe I was going on, I didn't know. That's the only thing that was going through my head because I'm like, yo, if there's actually weed in there, I'm like, yo, I'm done.
Yeah.
I am finished.
Even the smallest nug.
I didn't want to trace.
And you know you're going to sound crazy when you say, I've never seen that in my life, and it's not mine.
I've never seen it.
That's what they all say.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, officer, I have never seen this. This is your video on my Instagram on fucking Finsta? Oh, shit. Hey, that ain't me. I've seen that one. Yeah, sir.
Yo, and the thing is, that's how I be wondering, like, how, like when Joel's got caught up at the airport with the hammer, it's like,
okay, you're chopped. He's so chopped out.
He brought
but he probably just got hella bags, bro. Like I kind of get it,
bro. He brought it.
It's probably just in his
I'm
bag.
I'm gonna
bro.
Remember
probably,
where my gun is.
This is my GUN.
Matter of fact, I think I heard him tell a story on some interview where it was he had a video shoot the night before or some shit.
Yeah, he didn't know it was in there. So apparently,
he didn't know it was in there. So like. Nah, that'd be tough, but like,
well, that would make more sense. Like, why would you?
I know he wouldn't purposely.
Because then he got pressed and he ran away or some shit. No,
he tried to cut.
Honestly, in any case, if there's a gun in my bag and it's not mine, my first thing to do is dip. I'm not gonna stay there and say, "Hey, that shit ain't mine."
Nah, facts.
That shit with the bag tag say trade.
Yeah, that gun.
No.
Oh, fuck. I've never seen it.
Nah, man. I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be in that situation. He's out though, no?
Yeah, he's out now. Yeah,
yeah.
I think he did.
Shout out Joel Santana, man. Yeah.
Bro, like, I understand jail is for bad people, but like, yo. Knocking on my door and saying, yo, we gotta go away for a couple years.
I could never imagine. Bro. I'm not, bro, I'm following the fucking rules. We know people, you know what's crazy? We know motherfuckers. I used to watch documentaries on this shit, people smuggling
cocaine,
and marijuana across these borders, little islands or whatever. We know people who are fucking. It's crazy. There's this girl. Remember she did that motherfucking, like all of a sudden she was in, where was she again?
You motherfucker.
Yeah. Where was she again?
She was in like one of them countries, Jay. Like Mexico or like Dominican Republic. One of them motherfuckers where it's just like, oh, don't mind me. I'm on a trip.
Mm-hmm. Are you wearing Ed Hardy?
Yes. I smuggled it in. Episode 90, baby. Yes, sir.
Yes, it was in my butt the entire time.
No, I ain't hearing. I was just, go ahead. Continue. Yeah. That's crazy. Ed Hardy, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, why not?
Why?
Why?
Wait, why though?
why though? Yeah. Yeah. No, but this is a good story. Go ahead.
Shawty just upped and all of a sudden, one minute she's in Brampton, next minute, you know, she's been fucking nigga, Puertos, whatever.
Puerto Plata. Let's say she's in Puerto Plata.
Not too many details coming back. Fucking holler. Not too many details.
Nice ass room, though. She on the ground. The story.
Wow. Did you buy all that?
You booked that amazing. Fast? Bridget, we're chilling on Saturday. Motherfucking Sunday, she in Puerto Plata with an ocean view. Yeah, man, no sense to Trey.
She said, whatever. Right. I guess she's living
okay.
Life.
Okay.
Get back, and then we hear the entire story that she was. She went there to smoke a cocaine. I didn't even know what the fuck was in there.
Man, the contents of that bag, I need to know.
I had no idea. But actually fucking smuggling into a country for, what was it, a little 10 stack or some shit?
Bro.
Wow. And got through.
And back. I had a great vacation. Back.
She had a great vacation.
It's like, shit, when's the next one?
Dog.
I would never...
I don't care.
I would never. I wouldn't risk it.
I've never sounded like a parent in my life before. But on that date, when I connected the pieces, my first thing was like, I'm like, I fucking knew it. I knew it. You know, you just know some
nice,
shit.
Spontaneous trip.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what?
I have a luxurious trip coming up. I'm letting my people know.
Yeah.
Hey, man, especially check out my hey, look, look at the check out the room. scroll left. You might see my dick. Scroll right.
if you see shoes, don't scroll left again. I'm just measuring something.
Stop
anyways.
At a picture of me holding my belt buckle.
If you see a ruler, just stop there. It was just like, if like I'm the feds. Mm-hmm. Oh. I already bust this case. Like, you know what I'm saying? I already bust this case.
Yeah, bro, I didn't know it happened like that. It was just that casual. Like, someone we know.
Check your phone, Sheldon. I'm going to tell you who it is.
What the fuck? Bro, I didn't even want to bring a battery in my fucking bag. So I'd be double thinking of... Yep.
You saw yes, yes. Hey, fans, you listening? Me and my boys want 100 racks. Put some bad people away. Say, twin, we want 200, actually. Come correct. Episode 91, we're going to be fucking lavish. Niggas, what happened? Hey, them boys hit a lick.
We're on a nice trip.
Recording live from Puerto Vallarta.
Fucking ocean view. Oh, man. Yeah, but
crazy.
The thing was, we went on this, it may have been like 2012 maybe. No, maybe before that, but there's this show, Locked Up Abroad.
Some shit.
And it was it was just this wave of like niggas going over getting locked up overseas or over abroad or whatever you want to call it.
She's average Joe's out and about in America, yep. And then they get a sketchy offer. Locked Up Abroad or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
They get a sketchy offer from my friend, like he's. Oh, so I have this friend who's like, she's always like wearing nice clothes and blah blah blah. But I never understood what she did. And then one time she called me over and she's like, "Hey, come on a trip with me." And also, we have to fucking put 10 kilos of coke in your ass. But all inclusive, great reggaeton night. They have a fucking. On resort.
and king size bed.
Bottomless mimosa. Fucking
also open my asshole up.
It's funny. Just all the trips is.
Like, hold on, you said king bed?
Glamour phone.
Waterfall showers.
All of the trips just started off just so bright, the fast paced music going, everything's all good until they got to that point where it's like, all right.
All right, it's time to work.
Let's get the job done. Who has the shit?
Yo, and they all tell the story from their perspective, but it's funny because, like, I remember one story. I think they're going to Jamaica, and the girl was like, she was so bothered by the fact that her suitcases were so hot. Like, all of them were, like, different colors and shit like that. She's like, yo, like, I don't know why they couldn't be more discreet. And they're like, bro, you guys are trying to get caught sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like the whole, you know, hide in plain sight type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
I guess, man. Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would not. Absolutely not.
Nah, I didn't want to hide. I don't want to hide, man.
One girl had to bring 20 pounds of Mary J. to Jamaica.
20 pounds. 20
pounds.
20 pounds, 20 pounds.
Yo, you know, yo, okay, there's this one time. Okay, there's one time we went to Vancouver, right? Y'all ain't hip. Vancouver been got no trees, but Vancouver been had the weed before Toronto or anything like that, right? Mm-hmm. We went out there on a nice family trip. It was a family trip. Me, Jermaine, Julian.
Family trip.
But not like parents, right?
Oh yeah.
So we go out there and we have a friend there that says, oh yeah, like weed is so normal, but you know, Sean, you know us when you start talking about weed, I smoke more than you, just talking shit.
Right, right.
She's like, oh, like when y'all come down here, like we got y'all, no problem. I'll get you 2 pounds.
Two fucking pounds? Shut up.
That's a lot,
idiot.
Shut up.
Asshole.
Liar.
Yeah, yeah. All right. 2 pounds. Oh, look at me. I'm from Vancouver. I'll give you 2 pounds. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all cap, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So no, we pulls sure. up to Vancouver now.
That's what I'm
telling you. We pull up to the Cove, right? And we just said, hey. Put the trees where the blunts is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, it's that time. She said,
keep in mind, we're just so sure that, like, who says that?
2 pounds.
Fucking, it just sounds like someone who's, like, trying to, like, say the right things to make people.
Yeah.
Because, yo, they're not in this crowd. They don't even smoke themselves.
They don't smoke. They're not in our caliber.
They're not even. They, like, barely smoke. I guess that doesn't mean anything. I'm about to say they don't barely speak English, but...
Yeah, they don't speak English as well, but you know what I'm saying? Hey, Colombianas, hey, whatever, man. Y'all crazy. I know. But I'm saying Pablo Escobar. My twin. So, we said put money where the mouth is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We here. We on the Cooper grounds.
Yes, sir.
It's time. Yeah. It's by that time. They said the unidentified person said, listen, man, 2 pounds kind of crazy. I'll get you the 1 pound, and if y'all finish that, I'll get you the next one.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm like, okay, I doubt you're going to put a pound in my face right now. Mm.
Why? Mm-hmm.
Doubt you're going to do that. She says, unidentified person says, get in this car, we're going to start driving. It's about an hour out. So, okay. All right, whatever. Yo, all the disbelief is in my dome. I'm like, yeah, right. That's all cap.
You probably figure what be a little sack, little maybe
little sack,
sacks.
Little sack, Jay. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking Sheldon. I'm thinking maybe like, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe
just not a pound.
Not a pound, nigga. Maybe like 48 ounces or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I
like,
know what that means.
Okay,
nigga,
okay.
I know what a pound means.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking maybe more than a quarter, or whatever you want to call it, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not thinking of anything else. I'm just thinking, okay, I'm gonna drive him and see what little mama talking about. Pull up to his address, and now my heart's like starting to beat a little fast. She's like, all right, I'll be out in a minute. And I'm like, okay. Okay, yeah. To ask her, what was her background?
Behavior. I don't know, nigga. No, that's definitely not a place or a fucking
okay. Thing. Okay, it was like
but heavy.
Oh wow!
I thought you were saying Bohemian.
Bahavia. Nah, where's,
I don't know, man.
Where's
I don't
Mina
know.
From? Where's Mina from?
Wait, from that's made up from Corey Knox.
Bahamas?
Yeah,
Bahavia.
Okay, no, Nick, Sean, stay with us.
Bahamas. Bahamas is Bajan.
No,
that Bajan?
Not Bajan. No. She's over, like okay. Albanian.
I don't even know.
Right, we'll go with Albanian.
Let's go with Albanians, man.
So it's me and Julian. We pull up to this location, and she gets Darcy to turn the car off.
Oh no!
All right. So now I'm thinking, I'm like, oh shit, 2 out-of-towners, bro. I drove like 1 hour and 30 minutes out, but I just want to be proven wrong, but I'm not really thinking. I'm like, oh fuck, like. I just drove 1 hour and 30 minutes with someone that's not from here. The person that we know that brought us here is going to this house. We're done for.
You know what area of the Coolville was?
I don't know what area of the Coolville was.
It wasn't Surrey in there, huh?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, I don't think. It was by Surrey. I think we're close to Surrey. Like, not that far. Because we drove, like, up. I don't know if you remember from where we were staying. We were driving, like, up. Like towards them places.
Yeah.
He know what I'm talking about, man. So, I see her come back.
Okay.
Holding and I'm just like, baby. I'm like, yo, why the fuck she bring a flower to the whip? So she's kicking the door outside.
Open door.
Two hands. Hurry, it's heavy. It's heavy.
Holy fuck. Open door.
Oh, fuck.
We opened the door. Little mama was not carrying a sack of sugar. She had a pound of kush.
What?
A pound of weed wrapped up like a brick.
That's amazing.
My first initial thought, I'm like, yo, if I get pulled over with a pound of weed,
No, I'm gonna smoke. It's a short trip. Yeah, we're in town for a 3-day trip. Just pick up some weed.
Bro, we're in town for 3 more days.
Holy fuck.
I have a ticket back. Me and
gotta smoke a pound in 3 days.
Bro, it does not look like we're smoking that.
You can't.
It's impossible.
It doesn't burn that fast.
Even if you roll it, if you smoked it consecutively from the moment you got it to the time we had to leave, you could not finish it.
You could not finish.
Yeah, I've never actually seen a pound. You have to throw it in the
ditch and fucking throw a lighter.
You'd have to put gas on it. And bro, it was compressed. When we unwrapped everything,
it was 4 pounds.
Yo,
let me see what is a
my first mean? Initial thought we was have pictures. How yeah we have pictures. I said no, don't worry about that. I'll show you.
Oh fuck, yeah, that's a bro, lot of stuff.
I just started thinking. I'm like, yo, we have to drive back. If I get pulled over, like, we're gonna be fucked. So now me and Julian, like, we understand this is not a joke anymore.
Yeah,
and now it's like, yo, okay, drive slow. So it's raining.
Sounds like the show, Locked Up Abroad, like we're talking about.
Bro,
domestically.
And the whole time she's like in the back just saying, if you want another pound, finish that, go back. Like, yo, I don't know. We're like, we know you about your business, bro. She
sorry to bother you, bro.
I'm just in the mirror. I'm not even trying to look, man. I'm so sorry. So whatever, we smoked. Maybe, I don't even know.
Maybe half.
Yeah.
No way.
Sheldon,
man.
It was quarter.
Like, bro, we're like, first off, like, I don't even know where to put this. Mm-hmm. I don't know why our thought went to straight to like 21 questions and just fucking stuffing it in random areas around the Airbnb.
Yeah.
I don't know where to put this. And
bro, we had it up. Like, we just like, it came to the point where we got them raw kings, like them super big cones that Chief Keef be smoking.
Oh, they're like,
first time it was definitely an hour hunt around Vancouver, and every time,
I don't know why we want to do this. I think it was just for like,
it's just funny, bro.
It was just hilarious.
It's hilarious.
So we're going around to all these smoke shops, and we have like the big rolling papers, like the big ones. They pull out the king ones,
the king size. Yeah,
No.
The big ones,
the California king. This one.
Yo, the 24 is big.
Yo, Jack, put the big raw king rolling size behind us, please.
We seen it. The first time we saw it, she was like in a souvenir shop in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's hilarious, nigga.
Mm-hmm. But Chief Keef smokes these on the regular, like, especially back. This is
I
when
didn't know that part,
bro. Yeah, this is when. Yo, I don't know if you guys remember this, but when Chief Keef first like came out and he was just kind of like going viral for like stupid shit that he was doing. He was like a raw ambassador. I don't know if you guys remember that, but like they sent him hella shit.
He was
shit.
Too, nigga.
Yeah, at that point. God damn it. So, anyways, the point is a pound of weed is a lot.
Yeah.
And that fucking and I wouldn't giant travel, split yeah. is hilarious.
And I wouldn't travel with it. I wouldn't.
Bro, what did we end up doing with it?
Did y'all find it?
Bro, we found a king paper.
I don't know if we can say that online.
If you look in a garbage can at the corner of Vancouver Street, you got enough gas to last you 4 years.
Actually, no, they say it in rap songs and doing like, I bust that brick down, man. That's all I'm gonna leave it at, man. You coppers figure it out. We bust that shit down. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I chopped that shit, man. I was in the streets of Cuba. Just, hey,
I got a tune on me. Baby, we on me.
I'm outside the motherfucking.
I got a toddler worth of weed on me.
I'm outside the motherfucking. What was the sports team in Vancouver?
The Canucks.
I'm outside the motherfucking Canucks theater. Like, hey, who y'all who on to? Who on to?
Hey, we ain't selling tickets. We're to the moon.
Like a scalper.
But want to get you up out of this fucked up situation.
Yo. So you got to take us to the game. We got game enhancers. Who need it?
Bro, we're really searching. Yo. Like, yo, I don't know what to fucking do with this. It was like a curse.
Yo, it was like, yeah. it was like too much to leave.
Too much to throw away.
Too much to throw away.
Terrible.
I need
bro, even if that was all broccoli, I'd be like, fuck, we can't throw away a pound broccoli. Of broccoli. That's a fucking lot.
Yeah.
So next thing you know.
Whatever.
So first class tickets back home. Not gonna disclose
why.
So we bought a Benz Vancouver plates, but
damn.
Oh man, I'm gonna say is niggas the furthest I went, I looked up.
Blackmarket.com.
Nigga said, you know how much we can get for this in Toronto?
Niggas started looking though.
No. It wasn't meditating. It was just all theory. It was all like scenarios that we
this
just
was years imagined. Ago, coppers. This was years ago. And we didn't do it. I'm just trying to see what's the quickest way to get a package to Toronto. If I had to ship my luggage. Cause I didn't want to check it in on the plane.
Yeah.
He was like, hold on, can we just take the train back home?
Can you travel
on airplane domestically, Canada?
Plus, I'm Canadian. With Canadian passport.
Canada, Canadian.
So fucking nervous. Yeah, can a Canadian go to Canada? First class with a train ticket.
Lots of weed.
What is the maximum for Canadian?
Worst case scenario.
Yo,
we checked everything, nigga.
Oh.
Oh
my god.
How many years prison, Canadian?
You know your Google search is getting too specific. You're like, fuck internet. Yeah, let's see what you got.
Figure it out, nigga.
You know when Google says no to you, like, yo, I ain't got
none, chief.
Never heard about that.
Simplify your search.
Nigga started getting fucking unknown callers calling as soon as we close the laptop.
Holy fuck, man.
Nigga, we checked.
Oh fuck!
The thing is, even if there was a way, I don't think I would ever do that. I just wouldn't risk my freedom like that.
It was nice to know. You gotta took out the calculator app and just punched in some theoretical numbers.
Yeah, right. I had to hit people up in Toronto. I said, "Listen, say someone
have a surplus."
surplus of product. Bro, it's a plant. Weed is not
but niggas up, I think niggas do it now though.
What
they travel with it like
not a pound, bro.
You know, not a pound of first.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
I'm not trying to come back with a twin.
Dude, I did that, but
yeah, I'm not doing nothing at all.
Sheldon, the thing is, if you see it all on the table, like, yo, whoa.
Couldn't believe it.
You just know it's a ticket. You're not gonna get a pair of Travis Scott's and you know they're going for fucking 10,000 back home. You ain't just gonna try. You know what I'm saying? You're not just gonna leave the Travs right there.
I feel you.
That's it, man.
I feel you.
So that's been cool.
That was our little family trip.
Yeah, and we just saw trees and shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You're not that guy.
Oh, man.
My bad.
Then we went to Colombia, and someone said, I can get you 10 bricks of cocaine. I said, you tripping. They said, pull up. Come down here.
Nah, no cocaine, man.
No cocaine.
Bro, I remember the time I couldn't fucking... It was down the street. It was...
Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm. I was at this party. Many skaters. This is the first time I've just seen all the skaters in one spot outside of school. Oh fuck, I guess I'm at the skater party, nigga. And then all of a sudden,
fuck!
Whoa.
Did he just
snorting coke? I'm like, bro, down the street from my home. My innocent home. I'm just, this happens here? That was the first time I've seen it ever done.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
17-year-old.
Jesse, you fucking... You
You're a fucking niggas at class tomorrow, nigga. I'm like, damn.
Nigga fucking snarling his teeth at you. Bro, the first time I seen... not snarling his teeth, but snarling... You know, you know,
grinding his teeth.
There you go. Snarling's a word, nigga. I used it somewhere before. The first time I seen, first time I seen some shit go down like that, I was, it's actually pretty funny. I feel like I've always been in this position where I'm seeing things that it's like my friend is like, oh, I would, Trey should never see me do this. You know what I'm saying? Like I hang around with gangsters, and them gangsters doing gangster things, and they know like I'm not into the gangster things, and they see me. Like I remember one time I saw my boy like walking these niggas up, and he looked up the stairs. He said, "Yo, go to class." I said, "Holy yo, social studies, crunching this kid in the Fletcher's stairwell."
Yeah,
I think I told you about it. Bro, this fight, that was one of the fights that popped off a big
yeah,
fight
it was a war,
in Fletcher's.
It was a war.
A big one.
Let's see, go to social studies, nigga.
No, I'm kidding. How you know I had that?
Next thing you know, fucking...
But I was in LA and I was in another situation like that where I was around someone that like I would hang around, we spoke to, and this was like one of the, I guess, parties he was at. It wasn't even a party. That's the thing. I wouldn't even call it a kickback. There's literally like 5-6 people in the room.
That's a fucking ritual.
That's a fucking ritual.
You,
yeah,
you went to a ritual. Like
you were there too. You was one of the 6.
First of all, I would never.
No. Oh. This is when. Okay. So whatever. So we're sitting there. It's me and Jermaine. We're standing there. You literally gonna remember when I say it. Nigga's on the corner of the fucking desk, and he's fucking just again with a fucking.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yo, that guy. Yo, me and Jermaine, yo, no music.
Yo, I remember too.
He just standing there, I'm just like,
just quiet.
Yo.
And no one else was talking about it. It wasn't, it wasn't even a part. It was nothing.
Nothing. It was nothing. Nothing.
I almost felt like I came in to disturb this guy because we're there for our friends. This guy's just off to the side
doing
his own thing. Doing nothing for us. I thought he was dead or some shit or fucking racist or some shit.
Yeah.
And then this is Asian kid. And then not saying anything, all of a sudden comes over.
What are you guys up to?
All of a sudden just energizes. We guys thinking vids? Yo, you guys, you know what you guys needed? I'm like, oh, fuck.
Bro, we're there with someone else that did vids, and he was just, I don't know who this guy is, bro. I'm here for this guy, and our friend that we're there for literally looked at me and Jermaine like, yo, I'm so sorry. Like, it was just awkward. It was just an awkward one. He knew that wasn't our scene.
Right.
That shit was hilarious. Say, all
right, I gotta do math homework. Sorry. I'm like, I don't know what
fuck did you do? If you're doing coke in front of me, you don't care about me.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Me, man.
You know what? Yeah.
You don't care about me, bro. Like,
yeah, man. Because it's just, what depends where we're at, right? Like, I feel like.
Bro, even if I'm about to smoke, I'll tell someone, I'm about to smoke. Everyone will carry that. Check the whole room for cigarettes.
Start responding very slow.
Yeah.
If anything at all.
Yeah.
Y'all cool good with that? Any pressing conversations that you need prompt responses to?
Yo, okay, huh? Shall I go first? Because that's a good point. I'll hold it. Go ahead, Joe.
I ain't saying nothing.
We talked about it.
You Because he was saying something, I cut you off.
Oh, I was going to say, oh, like, I feel like it depends, like, where we at. Like, I feel like coke in, like, L.A. and shit is, like, way more normal than, like, Toronto. Like, oh, Toronto, everybody. If I see that shit, I'm, like, I'm checking temperatures. I'm like, what the fuck? L.A., I feel like I have to be, like, I'm the odd one out. You know what I'm saying?
Down in Toronto. Yeah. Oh, man.
And I feel like, again.
Yeah, in a certain scene, for sure.
I feel like the people around me just always respect that. They knew it was my scene. Like, I rarely seen it, mm-hmm. but I knew a lot of people around me that did it. I was just like, oh, like.
Yeah.
That's why I was so fucking hyper. Yeah. It's like fucking 3 a.m. Like, I'm tired and shit. Nigga's just, let's fucking go. Let's go. Next event. Nigga, where's your shirt?
Nigga, where the fuck are your shoes? Shoes low, nigga. Like, how are we gonna, where are we fucking going?
Why is this nigga getting gradually more naked as the night goes?
I hate a pet peeve of mine. I guess when people ask me what's my pet peeve, I'm like, I don't have a lot. I do have a lot.
Oh, I have many.
My entire
channel is fucking
yeah. Pet peeves.
The other day, I'm like, let me fucking be more positive on this channel. What I'd like. Started thinking of what I like. I like when niggas don't do this shit. Shit piss me off, nigga.
Oh, fuck. But
pet peeve.
I hate when, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm about to get into a little G-joint, I like to plan something out before, like, what I'm about to do after this. You know what I mean? So I'm going to do my little G-joint. I already have my music playing, so that's one less thing I think of. Mm-hmm. I hate when I get into that, get into my vibe, and niggas want to come up with a pressing topic and start talking about big shit. I'm like, all right, hold on.
First thing first, nigga.
Who you with? Right now. I couldn't even tell you your first name.
I don't never seen in my life that you
gonna stop saying all them big words, nigga. How you get in my house? We at school?
You're at his house.
How you get in my bed?
That's a real thing. Yeah. You got to plan before. That's you, a real thing. Before you,
I feel like I don't know if I've ever like done like smoked and not had a plan.
You got to, or else you just sit there.
Yeah, I don't feel like I've ever. Yeah,
you sit there. Your mind is gonna wander forever. Even if I'm not trying to do nothing, I'd plan to not do anything. Like that's part of the.
That's a plan, yeah.
Or like think about this. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn,
nigga. That's shit.
Anyways, nigga, who got fries?
You know when you get into a conversation with someone and they say some shit that you agree to, but they're joking and you just agree to some nasty shit?
It sounds like I happened 5 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Let's not say you agree to it, but you said like you with it. You know what I'm saying? I fell into a little trap hole. Where someone was just talking
what is this fucking Yu-Gi-Oh, bro? What is that?
A trap hole? Y'all never seen a trap hole in the woods? You think it's grass? It's really a net.
Oh, for sure. All right.
Okay.
I fell into a net. Basically, it's this person said something like, oh, yeah, like, I'd rather stay at a hotel because it's like, I know they clean the sheets or whatever, like, and I only clean mine once a week. And I'm just like, fuck, you're lucky if I clean mine at all. Shannon!
Tell me something!
Bro, it's just fuck it. It smells like me, it's all good, fuck it.
That's me, bro. Bro, you know when I sweat in bed, I'm like, I put a sheet over a fucking dry bed today, nigga.
Like, what? Nigga, if you ask me, the thing I hated since I was a kid was putting on the stretchy sheet. Sorry.
It's called the fitted sheet.
The fitted sheet onto my mattress, nigga. That's the worst.
Usually doesn't fit.
Because our shit never fit.
Doesn't fit. Okay.
So it just shoot back.
You got because,
you know, we didn't understand what was going on, but like we had fucking queen size beds, and then like all of our, we never had like a good sheet situation in our house. Like, my friend's house, like, here's the linen closet, they have the smooth sheets if you need an extra.
That's
where we keep our cookies. Bro. Put some extra snacks in there, random shit, nigga. Fucking battery.
My fucking pillowcases are two different. Fucking
nothing matches. This is like what we've managed to hold together for 20 years.
If we had a party of all of our family friends and they looked in our linen closet, they'd be like, oh, that's mine. That's one of my sheets.
It's from
everyone, bro.
Mm-hmm. So we had fucking queen mattresses trying to fit literally like a twin mattress.
fitted sheet.
Yeah.
Beer extra.
Our mattress just curled up like a fucking pepperoni.
Like a fucking skewered pepperoni, bro. Like, it never worked.
So, wait, you said the bed was bigger than the sheet?
Everything was different sizes, really.
Okay.
So, like, sometimes, like, the sheet.
I've had the ones where I've had too much sheet.
I'm fucking lifting up the mattress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are fucking stuffing under there. If you look under your bed, it's just beer sheets hanging down through the bars.
Saggy fucking bed.
Trust me.
Yo, those are the worst bedsheets.
Fuck, man.
But none of our sheets fit. So, like, the mattress sheet, the fitted sheet, that would have fit. And then, like, you would have the sheets were touching the carpet. It was just all a fucking mess. Like, really?
Yeah,
I
feel you.
Yeah, that's my bed, nigga.
Just get it over with and fucking get up.
Come on, let's go into the kitchen, nigga. Like, I don't want to be here. So with this whole question that popped up on me, talking about, you know what I mean, like, oh, basically just saying that they wash their sheets often and, like, that's what you're supposed to do. I just came up with a question, like, all right, but which nigga put down the sheet washing schedule to say this is when you have to wash a sheet? So I wanted to ask you fellas, but clearly I got my ass, so I don't know. I don't know when.
It don't sound too good, Chief. It don't sound too good, Chief.
Because, yo, we just came up with, like, what? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I feel what you're saying, like, 100%. I think for me, it's not. I definitely don't wash my sheets because I feel like I have to wash them. I wash my sheets because it's just the program, and, like, the other nigga just programmed that shit in me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not actually washing it. Like, yeah, this is dirty now. It needs to be washed. It's just like, yeah, I'm supposed to do this once a week. So I just do it.
A week? So you ain't on our side.
Damn, Chief.
Yeah, nah, I do mine once a week for sure. Yeah. Especially the pillowcases.
So the whole time you just sitting there laughing with us and you ain't even feel us.
You know what I'm saying? I was looking for my window, you know what I mean?
And with me fellas is, man, I keep it clean.
I don't know about y'all niggas, man, but once a week for me, baby.
You kept it polite. Yeah. So the thing with me man, is like how I get down personally. No shade to whoever don't be doing this.
Nothing like that. It's because the man who programmed me above, praise the Allah,
just once
a week, man. But y'all do y'all thing.
Bro, we're just programmed tonight to think about that shit.
I'm a weird nigga, though, bro. Like, I'm very weird, bro. Like, I was literally thinking about
it. Now you trying to diss yourself. I'm just a fucking weirdo.
I am, though. Like, real shit. Because, like, even, like, with towels and shit, like, I don't use the same towel twice. Oh. And I was thinking about the other day, I'm like, bro, but I'm clean when I dry myself off.
Just clean water. You're just wiping clean water onto the...
But I don't. I use a new towel every time. Bro.
Every time? Okay. No, that's not
you
even
get
like...
get it how you live.
No,
man.
That's not even weird, bro. That's a waste of fucking... We got icebergs melting, nigga. You think about washing...
Well, I washed the towel.
That's too much. That's,
but
you putting, like, too much in your cyclone footprint.
How big are your loads?
Yeah, they washed.
Whoa. Wait, hold on. Wait. Next,
that
part. Jamaica. When last time
touched that? Yo, I don't know why as a kid, like, Jamaicans just wanted to, they had to be updated with the last time you touched the motherland. I'm like, yo.
Yo, I feel that.
I'm a fucking kid, though. Why are you asking? Ask my dad.
Trevon.
That's a fact.
When last time touched your head? When last time you come home?
I'm home right now.
You're in my house. These are my shoes. That's my bed.
The yard?
Bro, I don't know.
Yeah, you got to talk to the man for that.
Yeah, man.
Real shit.
How come we never been on an airplane, Dad?
I won't bring it up.
Man, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but why I'm fucking cleaning my bed?
To that, like, I understand. Okay, I can get it, but I shower before bed.
So realistically,
we ain't gotta talk about it.
We ain't gonna say our dates. We're not going any specifics. I just go off of my instincts.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, this is definitely fucking a shade darker. Let's.
Yeah. Been too much.
Let's put this in water for a bit.
Yeah. I don't know.
Bro, it's just such a job, man. Yeah. Especially when you're fucking, it's just.
I only have one set.
So, like, me washing the sheet is like the entire day on my bed just being fucking naked.
Naked and Morat vibes.
Mm-hmm. You know, yo, I'm at my lowest point in my life when I'm just sleeping on straight mattress.
Yeah.
You ever had those
beds? Beds never naked.
Dirty beds.
Yes, I had the slutty nights. So when you just, yo, you're washing sheets or something, you just, you touch road because it's taking too long to dry, and then you come back, it's fucking 2 a.m. and it's just like, fuck, man, sleeping with fucking t-shirts. Sleeping on t-shirts.
Four shirts.
Cut more sheets, bro. That's not my job, bro. Like, that's not my job,
where am I going to put it?
Yeah. You know?
Nah, I feel you, bro. I got a rotation. So for me, once a week is not bad, because if it's not one, it's the other, you know?
I heard that. Yeah. What's your guest situation like? Well, you got like a guest situation?
I don't even do guests, no.
you the type of nigga, if someone's at your house, it starts off with a
solo, right?
When it's already too late, I'm right. It's about, we're like, you tired? I'm gonna go see something. That's a little bro, right? So I'm gonna take the fucking the case off the cushion on my couch. Can you get in it?
Only got one. Yeah,
for real.
I had to tell a couple of people that still like asking for the pillows to knock out, and I'm just like, all right, listen. So you stayed here voluntarily.
Every time you get a pillow, I lose a pillow.
This is how you go, especially when the twins will come over and they're just like, bro, they're just coming over to chill. And the next thing I know, they're sleeping over. Thing like about the twins though, they don't need nothing to get it done.
Niggas are sleeping. The mattress is the floor, and the blanket is the fucking their jeans and their fucking shirt that they're in.
Bro, I literally have pictures of these niggas.
Yes.
Bro, I have pictures of those guys sleeping like a turtle in the shell. Brother, like a fucking turtle that's getting attacked by a fucking pecan.
Yo, they get it done.
They get the job done, boy.
I respect that so much, bro.
Oh, man. But there has been some nice ones.
No lie. Dwayne fell asleep on an oven. I'm not even lying at all.
Standing up? Is that what you're talking about?
Guy? Yes. People had to use a microwave. They're like, is he sleeping?
I just like, hey, twin, why you come here? Niggas.
I want some ribs.
Niggas, dude. Niggas trying to get out the popcorn.
Yo,
holy fuck.
Like, is he sleeping? yo, craziest thing? Yeah.
Holy shit.
He's out cold. I don't understand.
Hell no, bro. That's crazy.
You know it's a fucked up question when they think they sound stupid asking. Okay, hold on. Everyone's thinking crazy. Is he sleeping? Bro, we had an Airbnb and this guy found a hat that was like a Neo hat. That's what made the situation that much fucked up. He had a Neo hat and he put his head down like this so no one could see his eyes. And we're just like, yo, I think it's been there quite some time.
Bro, they be sleeping.
Oh my God, the boy nothing to get the job done.
Oh my God, Lord.
I also have that picture too. That's
bro, the weirdest.
Bro,
they'll get up from the couch and walk over to a computer chair and just fucking.
yo, but then
request to come over and shit to hang out. I'm like, why are you coming?
Why are you here, bro?
He wakes up pissed, like, fuck, I'm not.
I'm not
home.
He's fucking mad at us. Are you climbing this chair?
The fucking couch, bro.
Holy
yo, those niggas. I don't need nothing to get it done, man.
Oh my God, that is fun, bro.
Yo, you gotta have a guest situation, which is in case.
Our guest situation was not that good.
My worst thing is like, look, nothing matches, and some of the stuff smells like me.
Most of the shit smells like me, bro. Yo, I remember when fucking Julian came over and this nigga's trying to sleep over and he smelt my sheets. I'm like, all right, nigga, don't do that to me. Like you got a guest situation.
I'm gonna look into a guest situation still, man.
Niggas got guest rooms and shit.
Yeah, I know. You got a whole room dedicated to me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we do got a guest room, though.
But you don't do the guests.
Well, I don't do, you know, ain't nobody, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just stay here, you feel me? I just be chilling here.
I think I broke his fucking chair again.
Oh my God.
I used to hate when the homies, they used to like come over. Not all of them were like sleepover friends. Mm. They could pull out whatever, but then sometimes they're just, my dad doesn't know the dynamics of our relationship. Me and this guy who I wouldn't let sleep over. And he's like, he asked my dad, can I sleep over? My dad says it's all good.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Because if you'd asked me, I would have said, "Oh, my dad."
But why would he do that though? Why would he ask?
Because they'd be like, thinking it's casual. Up. And some people just don't know their boundaries. Like,
yeah,
I would never fucking do that. But
I would never do that, bro.
I wouldn't even ask a nigga to sleep.
Our niggas got. I don't even like really sleeping over people's houses, bro. I don't know. My dad just was like, "Do them things, man." So that's just how I am. Like I just. I don't know. That's weird.
Now, we had this one friend. Shout out Moshe. Moshe been on the podcast before. Look at a little celebration. Man. Shout out my dog, Moshe. Yes, sir. Let's get a picture of Moshe up on the screen from a screen grabber when he was on the episode, man. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Moshe, a friend from grade 7. Been friends with him for a very long time, but he's one of those guys that he's just very... you know when you describe a nigga by his name? Man, that's just Moshe.
Yeah, because adjective and shit.
Moshe is just Moshe. Moshe will come over, and it literally is an ongoing joke. So he'll say, "Yo, Tron, what are you doing? I'm going to come check you." I'm like, "All right, bro, but if you're sleeping over, like, let me know. Like, so I get you right." He's like, "Nah, I'm not sleeping over. I'm just passing by." Ah, all right, cool. Fucking 3 a.m., this guy's still on my couch, knocked out. I'm like, bro.
He got fucking beat up. The way this guy sleeps. He sleeps so...
Yo, he got... fucked up, but he wakes up so polite, and it's just like,
yeah.
Folds my sheets, leaves me at 6 a.m., man. I was like, yeah.
Just wake up to unlock door.
And Moshe's gone.
Moshe, man. Living life. Living on free.
Yeah, man. Show my dog Moshe.
I've been watching these videos lately, bro. It's this guy's name is Sneeko. I don't know if y'all know him.
Sneeko. Oh, yeah. I stumbled on this shit the other day, actually.
He's some good shit, bro. Some good insightful shit. I want to ask you guys a question that he asked on his podcast. He's asking people, do you think you're an above average person?
In terms of what?
In general.
What the fuck's the general?
just ask the question. Like, do you feel like are you an above average person?
Like money wise, like state of mind wise, like
whatever, bro, whatever. He didn't lock it down. It's just whoever your mind goes to.
I think I'm a general above general, like average. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel I'm not like your average Joe, but like I am your average Joe at the same time.
I wouldn't say above. I definitely wouldn't say above, but different.
Yeah. So,
like I'm not fucking 9-to-5 guy. You know.
So the average is a 9-to-5, I guess. That would be the average.
Yeah, most people fucking 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't feel above anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I think there's niggas that like there'd be people that are in school or have nine to five that may think differently of like how do I put this? Like they may see life differently from the way that I see it, but they're just going from like maybe a school or a academics. Like direction or like you know what I mean, or like point of view if that makes sense. Whereas like I'll look at things kind of differently, but it's like I wouldn't say
self type shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't really say above like he's. I feel like I just look at the world different and I just move different. But I'm like just the average.
What do you from what angle or what perspective do you feel like you're not an above average person? Like what are you like? What are you weighing like when you're answering that question? Are you looking at it from just like. From me looking at you or like from a next man like are you looking at it how you look at yourself like
I think I'm just looking at it from a way of like the people that I talk to in my life like comparing it to people that like not even
like
just
them
like,
looking like how they look at you
just knowing how like maybe they, like certain people have problems and not just like people I talk to on a regular basis but like the fucking cashier at the Publix or the Chick-fil-A or you know what I mean like you know, just people everywhere, like in general, like when I go play ball, seeing what problems will upset someone on the ball court to make them like give a reaction or something like that. You know what I mean? Where I'm just like, I feel like I'm always looking at people and I'm always trying to dissect people. So I feel like I'm answering it from a point of like, oh, like I'm kind of self-aware of a lot of things that I just have a different take on life.
In comparison.
Yeah. So, that makes sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I think that's how I'm answering.
What kind of answers were they?
A lot of people are a similar answer, man. A lot of people don't, you know, kind of, they thought less of themselves. They, you know, I think out of like the 6 or 7 people he asked, I think it was like one person that was like, yeah, I'm an above average person. You know, and like for me, I'm watching and I'm like, you know, you should feel like it's kind of like, you know, that you say the whole like, you should think you're the best type shit, right? Like, I was kind of getting that vibes from it. Like I started asking myself, like, do I think I'm an above average person? And like, I think there's days where I do. I think there's days where I do feel like I'm an above average person. I think there's days where I don't. There's days where I'm like, I'm just on myself. I'm just like, nah, like, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm not this. So it's just an interesting question. Like,
yeah, I heard that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How do you balance that between like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, I feel like it's just understanding ignorant. your power and your capabilities and shit versus like how do you balance that with being humble and just being like, mm-hmm.
And then we live in a society so much that's like we're taught not to like think we're better than people. Like, that's like a thing that's taught, right? But it's like, why? What's the harm?
I changed my answer. Better than all these niggas. Listen, this is exactly what you said. Nah, I changed my answer because I think I'm answering it like, all right,
Tui.
If you were to put everyone, let's just say we take a handful of niggas, right? And we have, let's just say we take a handful of people, right? And with all the people that we grab, we have some people making low income, medium, high, really fucking high, right? We take all those people and I'm in that mix too, and we sprinkle these niggas in the desert. Nothing's around us, no money, no nothing. We're on an island and we just drop everyone right there. My answer is saying I'm like I still think that I'm still looking at it as more so or as like a mindset and like how these guys just like react. If like the rich guy is saying, oh, I'm above all these guys because of his money. Now with the money gone and everything, and we're just on this island, like, what makes you above me? You get me?
So
I feel like I'm answering it more so from that perspective of like people being dickheads just because they think, oh, in this, like, we're in America, this is what makes me above average, you know?
Right. And yeah, naturally, I think where I went when I asked that question was my identity within, you know, who you are as a career person, right? Like, so for me, it's like, because I struggle with that identity, it's like I couldn't see myself as an above average person on some days, and some days I can't because of how that programming of that identity of who you are to your career, right? But what if you look outside of that, just how I am as like a person that I interact with people, like if I'm giving, if I'm unselfish, like to me, those are above average traits as well, right?
That's what I'm trying to get.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like
take everything away from like what status you have, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a G driver. Everything is just, this is where I'm ranked. So it's like, you know what I mean? Know yourself. Like, I'm the boss of this corporation, so know how you talk to me. But it's like, really, it should be more so of those genuine traits of like,
you're butt naked, you're a fucking person, and that's it.
Literally, that's it. Strip down, butt naked.
So you feel above average based on that.
The thing, crazy part, I don't even like saying like, oh yeah, because like it just sounds like, again, I'm trying to fucking level up on someone. But I think I think that's the way I look at life and the way I look at things is say like, oh, like,
you know what, nigga? Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
To be honest, I think if I can try to remove just my complex relationship with career, and I feel like we probably all have that. If I could try to remove that, I think we're all above average people. Us three right here. If I could remove 4YE, I could remove music, I could remove whatever. Like, just people. You know what I mean? I feel like we're all above average people.
I heard that, man.
Yeah. Nah, I think
I heard that. Certain people you come across, like, you meet a lot of people, and like, it's just funny how like the people that like stick around and like actually hang around with us a lot. Like they were sort of in some ways like us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even before we actually like got really close.
Yeah.
And that's why we got really close in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a big, I think we talked about it too. It's just a big key in life that a lot of people can miss. Just how far like just being super genuine and that shit goes, you know, because it's draining to be something else. And like when you're acting like something else, like I remember how draining that shit was when I'm like in school and I made the decision to say, okay, I'm literally not acting like the next man to be chilling with the next man. You know what I'm saying? Like it was just it was too much, man. So yeah,
it's a lot of work.
Yo, type in the comments like how you feel. You feel like you're an above average person. Why? Why not? Want to read through them shits.
Also, just let me know your laundry day cycle with the bed sheets. Yeah.
In that case, below average.
Oh, I'm below. I'm fucking average on that. On that chart.
I'm a dirtbag.
I remember one of my boys. Shout out my boy Matthew.
Yes, sir.
He was my dog, grade 4, grade 5, and I was just chilling with him, heavy. I may have been Matthew number 2. I was literally just mimicking everything.
Put Matthew on the screen, man. Let's get a dramatization, Matthew.
I got
like a white boy.
I got me and Pixel Matthew in grade 3.
So
or 4.
I like a stand-in better.
Yeah. So Matthew was with all that shit. Matthew was with the go-karts. Matthew was with paintballing. And he was just with just fucking... I remember one day, I was sleeping over his house. Oh, I'm going to go everywhere at the story. I was sleeping over his house. And... we're all in sleeping bags downstairs and shit. His parents are all for this.
Of course, they have sleeping bags.
Dog, these niggas were with the shits. They were ready to set up a tent in the backyard.
I was just about to say, I bet. Okay.
S'mores and all, like it was the full package at Matthew. Like you need to know, Matthew was a nigga that always had chocolate milk, and as a kid. Chocolate milk? You remember?
That's gold. That's liquid gold.
I don't know why you made your face like that, but I'm not having.
I never used to like chocolate milk until I turned like 20.
What do you
mean
by that?
As a kid, I never like.
If anything, you stop, man.
Yeah.
You don't hear dads talking about chocolate milk.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Growing up,
I was fuck out of me. I thought it was a snake on the ground and got my hand. Yeah. That nigga Matthew had the chocolate milks up, bro. Like. Chocolate milk, Scooby snacks. He had everything. Name brand.
Yo.
Name brand. Yo. It was like. It was just, he was really on it, right? So all his activities were like up to that level. So whatever, one day I was sleeping over and we're all in the basement. We all had our sleeping bags or whatever. And this nigga Matthew was just always, he was like the leader of the ship. So he had to, you know what I mean, control the pace of his sleepovers. This nigga didn't want to go to sleep. So he's like, yo, we're going to pull some pranks. But I was up. I couldn't really sleep. I see this guy take his bare ass, put it on a next man's nose and fart.
No,
I said
Matthew. I put him aside. 5 years.
Matthew
Henson.
No,
you're so close.
Matthew H.
Matthew, that is the line.
That's
why I told you. Let me tell you something, man. Don't fucking ever do that with me, nigga. It might be cool with you and Chris. We don't do that with Trayvon, nigga.
We're not doing that with Mr. Richards. That right there, nigga.
Bro, white boys be on a jackass shit. I'm like, yo, don't fuck with anything butts and balls and shit.
I'm
fucking
not doing
pubes.
That,
no, don't do that with me.
Yo, because he could. Yo,
that's
yo.
That's what motherfuckers get this type shit.
That's, yeah.
When it gets physical.
That's
yo,
what,
you know how
yeah.
fucking much this hurts?
Yo, this nigga. That part, you're getting a cocoa. Putting your bare ass,
don't fuck with me.
Knowing there's a possibility you could shit on that man's face.
Even I guarantee is a one particle at least.
100%.
The finest particle.
Yeah.
Yo, I saw that shit and I said, what kind of sleepover?
This is the thing. This is the thing I realized.
My hat right now. That's a ritual, nigga.
What?
You never just see your man's full butt.
Yo, I saw his ass. I saw his whole ass, his pale ass. And I'm just like,
that nigga's
Matt,
different.
Two things.
I didn't know you could get that pale.
No, nigga.
Okay. You are translucent.
The one that thought it was, you resemble a jellyfish.
Ginger boxers.
Yo, the thing is, The thing, okay, whatever. I'm not gonna go into that detail. Matthew took me paintballing.
So yeah, that guy.
That guy takes me paintballing, right? Let me get to the point. That guy took me paintballing, and he was just sick. He had the helmet inside. It, like he came to my crib with the mask on.
Wrong, you want to go paintball?
Oh. I'll get him sound like a Call of Duty and got the fucking.
He loved Halo. That guy loves Halo.
I know he does.
Anyways, man, my whole thing was we went paintballing. Every time I went, I had the starter gear and my thing on why I didn't like paintballs because I like the idea of it, but it's just like my mask would fog up every time I'm breathing, so I'm trying to clean it inside. My
oh
mask.
My god, yo! Like every it. Time
I can't see anything.
Like, why is this happening, bro?
It doesn't make this is not fun for the beginner. This is not is fun. That's where I'm below average, nigga. It's not fun at that level.
And they always assure me, no, it's all good, bro. No, Drew, just like, get the just they have bro, them there.
You
for
only
you.
Want me here to even the teams.
You have the shit.
Like, you got the fucking shit right now. Like,
you got the whole setup. You got the vent to the top of his head, yeah. And the fucking air goes up. You got the speakers.
Shit.
And it lights up, nigga.
Nigga had a fucking laser counter with how many bodies he had, bro. And niggas were serious. If they hit you, you're out. You're out. I'm like, damn, man. Right, what are you going to hit me?
Yeah.
Hit you in a fucking parking lot, nigga.
Talk to me like that.
Hit you up with the real deuce cannon, pussy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Oh, man, yeah, but.
Yeah, paintballing, no fire rocket fucking things.
Nah,
no,
try
for
to
sure.
Find
asses and faces.
We
gotta
no.
We,
no, that's, bro, we got to try it, man. I'll supply the fireworks.
Bro,
I'll
I don't give a shit if you supply
candles.
The vibes, nigga. I'm not doing it. I'm not there. I'm not there, bro. I'll never leave my house.
That train left for me.
Yeah. And, oh, Dre, where are you going? Oh, to fight fireworks. All right,
you know what?
Sheldon.
Nah, that train didn't leave for me, still. I'll still do it. Still
if you ever did it, and okay, that makes yeah. to, for me to try that at 28, my
yeah.
big age?
Yeah.
Nah.
Maybe because I've done it, I'll do it again, but I understand that.
I don't know, nigga. That's something for
yeah,
you
I
to
just,
figure
I'll
out.
Keep
to
not
be
doing
honest,
it.
Nah,
it
was fun. Man. I remember
counseling.
One year I fucking I think I hit Hood. No, did I hit Hood? No, I was his next nigga, and he had a hole in the back of his shirt because I hit that nigga with the Roman candle. You feel me?
Does that
it's
excite you?
Fun,
does that excite
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's fun. It it's right fun.
Nah, man.
It's, you know what's sick? It's fun because you don't know when the Roman candle's gonna come out because you light it right, and it's like. And you don't know when the next one's going to come.
If that hits you in your face, what is that? What is that now? What is
oh,
that
yeah,
fun?
But, I mean, but if it doesn't hit you in your face, nigga, it's dude. A good time. You got to teeter life like that. You got to gamble, my nigga. And I know you know that.
Catch me on the stock market. Yeah. Fucking with a penny stock. That's just excitement. I put $5 yeah, down. Yeah.
More. Yo, drop a comment if you ever had a rolling candle.
I know
fight.
Niggas There's get down.
Niggas
I've
get
seen
down
many
like
through
that.
My
yeah.
window. The whole time. Yeah. Just, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Close my windows, bro. I don't do all that. Yeah. I don't get into that. I don't play with my life.
Yeah. What's good, Random Order Podcast? What's good, Trey, Jay, and Sheldon? I'm coming to you live from the motherland. Like, all right. So, boom. Let me get right into the question. It's not even a question. It's more so, like, advice. I need advice because... My birthday's coming up in 3 weeks. Shout out to all my Leos out there. Shout out to all the Leos. July Leo. Shout out to y'all specifically. But anyways, my birthday's coming up. Every time my birthday comes around, I get like mad anxious. Like, I don't know why. And like, I cry on my birthdays mostly. Like every birthday after I turn 16, I just feel so sad and alone. I don't know why. I think it's because of like societal pressures of having to be on the yacht with a bunch of your friends jumping off a yacht for your birthday. Like, I just put so much pressure on myself for that day to go perfect. And I feel like every time that day comes around, I just get mad anxious and in my head about it. And I just feel so lonely on that day. I just want some advice on like how to not put so much pressure on that one day. Because like, respectfully, every day I wake up, I feel like it's my birthday, but every time my birthday come around, that's the worst I ever feel throughout the whole year. But yeah, I got that all out. But yeah, I just need advice on that.
Okay. Mm. Huh. I always thought it was crazy that people were like planning my birthday and telling me the things that I got to do on my birthday. Like, yo, you're not having a party, bro. You got a party. Yeah, you got to do that.
Is this, yeah.
Is this?
But the
your
thing
day
is, though.
Birth, nigga?
But the thing is, though, like for me. I was never a birthday nigga until I started dating Zara, and then she changed me because she wanted to celebrate my birthday. So it's like, it could go both ways. Like, it could be like sick, or it could be like, you're not fucking with me, but it could change. Cause I really look forward to my birthday now. And like, for like 20 years, I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
At all. You know what I'm saying? So it's tough, man. I don't know. I don't really know, like, if you know societal pressures, like, you really just got to start there and just understanding that. You know what I'm saying? Like, understanding, like, the pressure that you're feeling is, like, it's not, I wouldn't say it's not real, but it's not, like, you don't have to fall into it type shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, your birthday is supposed to celebrate you, so however, like, you feel the best is, like, how it's supposed, that's the way it's supposed to be if you want to talk about
it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's it. Like, if a yacht is not your thing, it's not your thing. Like, just because Stacy's on a yacht,
who's this for?
Stacy. You know what I mean?
That's take pictures and fucking show people and
A lot of niggas' birthdays are fucking for other people.
For other people.
It's weird, bro.
But get me on the yacht.
If y'all on the yacht.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, like, I ain't gonna say no to that. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I think
y'all going in the right place with it. Because.
What you mean?
No, I think I was gonna say something stupid, but yeah, I think y'all right on the money with it. I think for me personally, when I was growing up, a birthday was always fun because I just knew as a kid, I'm getting free shit, or I'm getting pizza, or I'm getting food. Like, today's that day just to kind of enjoy and like sit back. As I got older, like going through high school, it's like, it's not that special anymore because like my dad started doing less things. But it was just literally that. It was like, it wasn't that big of a deal anymore when I wasn't a kid no more. It wasn't really surprise elements. My dad would just come, yeah, your birthday's coming up. What's up? What you need type shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like just as life goes on, there's more importance for your birthday, and then there's like less importance. But like, that's you making those mental notes to say, oh, it's not that important. But it's always important if you want it to be. You know what I mean? I feel like that's literally what it is. If a lot of these people, like you guys are saying, they want to just go stunt and show everyone else like what they're doing, then that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all want to do all this.
Yeah.
That's what makes them happy. And sometimes that's enough for them. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. But I feel
what's
like you
enough
should.
For them?
Like that. Oh, I'm about to be on the gram flexing. And all these niggas gonna know what I'm about on my birthday every time. It's around trip around the sun, you know?
And then you're sitting there reading comments about what I don't know. If it's too much, like you're putting your happiness or your satisfaction on other people's, on other people's opinions.
Yeah.
Fuck, what's the point of that? Like, you're not, it's your birthday. Like, I don't think you should be like all mopey and fucking, my birthday doesn't matter type shit. I think it should be a day for you to celebrate yourself in whatever way.
A
reminder. Whatever way, fuck it. Whatever is just absolutely comfortable for you. Like, yo, this is my shit. You know what? On this birthday, last birthday, I fucking chilled at the crib and ordered food. I'm like, yep. That does it. And I'm not fucking looking at my phone.
Yeah.
That's a treat for me.
Yeah,
I don't know. I never understand. Like, guys, I don't want to buy. I've never been a party guy. To if I ever did anything, it's because other people were like, "Yo, you gotta fucking do this."
Yeah.
Usually, I end up being fun, but like, I just feel like I'm
like I'll
so
do
much
it.
Setup.
You'll have like, I feel like I have social. I have social anxiety and social awkwardness when it comes to like. Me just thinking, repeating to myself, okay, everyone is here because it's my birthday. Like, that's already so, like, that's a lot for me.
That's a lot of pressure.
Like, bro, that's how I think about weddings, bro.
Yeah. No, weddings, I'll do that. But, like,
I'd be like, bro, like,
because weddings is like, I'm calling, you guys know what you're here for. You know what I mean? Like, this is not every year. You know what I'm saying?
But true. That's a good point.
I have this one friend. He wanted me, like, to celebrate in the clubs and call everyone out or whatever. And this is before the pandemic. And, like, for some reason, like, I didn't tell him no yet. But I didn't say yes, but he's still asking. So I'm just like, fuck. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, yo, who am I even calling? Like, it's not even like, I'll go for my birthday, but just don't tell everyone it's my birthday. But I get the point of trying to make money, yada, yada, yada. But it's just like, if it's not you, it's not you. And when you know it was not you, like, don't be afraid to fucking implement that into your life. It's not you. Don't force it. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah,
I feel like that's it. That's it's as simple as that.
Yeah, but I like what you said about every day is my B day. That's like,
yeah.
There it is.
And I like free food on my birthday.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to know how can I put myself out there more? You know, I'm a shy person and all, but like I've been to like a couple of parties and like I just be to myself, just talk to people that I know, and then so like my friends had came back to me and said that people. We're asking, like, is she okay? Why is she not speaking and stuff? But I feel like the day that came up to me and spoke if they had a problem with me being quiet and stuff, like, because I'm not the person to come up and speak to you first, especially if you're a boy. I'm like, nah, that's embarrassing. I'm over that. So if you're not cute, if you're not cute to them, like, they're not going to talk to the boys hard. Thumbs down. 0 out of 10, don't recommend. So, yeah, I just want to know how I can myself out there more.
Honestly, I'm not sure I get the question, but I kind of get the question at the same time. And I feel like it's kind of something that Jermaine relates to. Just with something that he always talks about, like not having his glasses and people see him with his glasses on and like say, oh, you didn't come up to me. It's like, nigga, you saw me standing right there. You could have like pulled up and say like, what's up or whatever the case is. Yeah, I'm not sure I get the question. 100%.
She was saying she'd be to herself and shit. She'd be at parties to herself and just talking to her closest people, blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's fine. That's me.
I guess she's trying to be more socially outgoing. I think she just threw parties, I'm assuming.
She threw in a story, too.
Oh, for sure.
Someone being like, why are they so quiet? I get that a lot. I was like, yo, are you?
Yeah, I get that a lot,
too. Are you
having
fun? You good, bro? Like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that a lot, too. I mean, for what?
Let's do it. Like, I don't
know. Yeah, I mean, like, let me ask you a question. Like, why? Why do you want to be more out? Like, why? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I go to a party and I'm enjoying myself in the corner, I'm quiet. I know 1-2 people. I say what up to them. I drink my drink, whatever. Da da da. And I leave and I go home. I had a good time. Why do I care that this next nigga that I don't know? Because if I knew them, then I would have spoke to them.
Right.
Is saying, "Oh, are you okay?" Like da 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 da. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, you really got to ask yourself why you want to be that. If you want to be that because you don't want people to talk about you, it's like, it's a weird, it's that's like a weird cycle you're going to be in, because then you're going to be trying to cater to other people.
There's nothing in it for saying?
You. You know what I'm saying? Nothing in it for you. So if you genuinely want to be more outgoing, you got to be ready to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think you got to be like, generally interested in people. Like, you know if your goal is to make friends and shit, which I guess it is, I think you got to be interested in, just get interested in other people, then naturally everything else will follow. Like you see a person at a party and you do like, you wonder, all right, nigga, what you into? Blah, blah, blah. Start having a good conversation. But if you're not, you know, if it's not motivated by something that's actually coming from you, then then you're uncomfortable and you're feeling weird and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, when you have a conversation with someone because you feel like you have to versus when it's just like, I started talking to this nigga randomly. And blah, 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 and then it turns out so-and-so does this and that.
Bro, I was about to say exactly that. Like, I feel like if you're trying to step out your comfort zone and do new things to meet new people, you may meet someone that's comfortable talking about or doing whatever you're doing, and that's the normal for them. So they're just like, they're going to think, oh, you or he or she is into this. When you're like, oh, fuck, that was new. I was just trying to meet someone new. You know what I mean? Where it's like, versus you just doing...
It's like a lie you're saying?
Yeah, like you're being someone else, so you may find someone else in that. So it's like, if you're just being yourself and you're chilling in the corner and someone else says, yo, that person looks a lot like me chilling in the corner and not doing all this fucking upside down keg shit. Let me go holler at them. You feel me?
Yeah, what's your world looking like, man?
Yeah, and a lot of times, bro, we be out and we'll say like, bro, that nigga, like, we have two things. We'll say, yo, that person like kind of resembles us or they're moving like us, or they'll be like, yo, that person will get into an argument with like Trevon. Me, it's mostly me to say like, yo, that person would beef with Trevon. Just like, you know what I'm saying? But like, You can kind of tell what people have similarities to you, right? And you can tell it a lot more when they start speaking on the kind of things that matter, whatever. If I start talking to someone, they're like, yo, like, we're in the club, and they're like, yo, let's get a shot, bro. I'm like, all right, this is not my party. You're not my son, dude.
But also, you gotta ask yourself, is the club where you're gonna be successfully outgoing?
Could be, though.
Yeah, you can get outgoing in the club.
No, I'm saying, but like, it's based on what she just said, it doesn't seem like that, because if you're someone that's kind of just off in the corner, like, that's not really the party scene, party vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of like, you know, so maybe you got to think about where you're going, like the places you're hanging out.
Oh yeah, I heard that. I heard
you know what I'm saying? And then it's going to be easier for you to be outgoing in other places.
You
got to
scream over fucking little scrap.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Yo. That too. Right. You know?
Man.
Ain't nothing easier than talking to someone that has a common, you know?
That's two chains wrong.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is, man. This has been episode 90.
Big 9-0. Yeah, man.
Of the Random Order Podcast, man. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. You know what time it is, man. We're about to head out.
Send the shit over to Jack. Shout out my man, Jack Attack.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It'll be all over them episodes, man. Yeah. Subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with us. Click that bell to make sure you see everything that's going on. Audio version is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Drop your ratings and drop your comments.
Mm-hmm.
We only do 5 stars, man. So fuck out of here with that 3.5 shit.
Yeah. And
Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok is at Random Order Show. We getting busy, man.
We getting crazy on the talk.
Talk to us on the tick.
We taking and talking, man.
So, 4ye.ca, we got... Yeah, now's the time. You want to make sure. Go on www.4ye.ca.
Mm-hmm.
Drop your email. We'll let you know exactly when we're dropping because we got some stuff.
Yeah.
Follow us at 4ye, number 4ye on Instagram. Turn on your post notifications. That's another way to keep up with what's going on.
We want to shout out a rising eagle. You know what I'm saying? You know how the phoenix rise from the flames. A rising eagle, man. Shout out our dog Carlo getting our audio vocals right. He's going to try and clean us up. So we're going to see. We on a trial run.
Yes, sir.
We on a trial run. Shout out my dog Carlo. He from Dubai.
Smoke weed every day.
Not over there. Don't do that over there.
Don't do that in Dubai. Yeah. What's the sandwich of the day? Let me ask you. Yeah, Jay. What's the sandwich of the day?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Tuna melt, man. You know how I get down. You know how I get down. Side of chips.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.